Oil futures dropped, the dollar traded higher, and European airline stocks soared as the agreement between Iran and six world powers raised expectations for a thaw in tensions between Iran and the West. Although Iran's output of crude oil is not expected to change soon, energy analyst Miswi Mahesh says the interim deal eases global fears about the slowdown in oil production.
It does help the oil market, because otherwise, going into next year, we still have massive outages, right? Libya's off the market by 1.4 million barrels per day. Iraq's also off the market by 300,000 barrels per day. And on top of that, Iran's also reducing.
As it stands, the agreement limits Iran's oil exports to 1 million barrels per day. But market analyst Mike Ingram says the hope is that the easing of sanctions will eventually make it easier for Iran to sell its oil on world markets.
Lower oil prices are good for global equity, and at the economic level, they're good for just about every single country outside of the Middle East and Nigeria.
Key stock indexes in the U.S. and Europe advanced, and markets in Asia were mostly higher after news of the agreement. But Nick Lewis at London Capital Group says other winners include French car makers that stayed behind in Iran even after economic sanctions were put in place.
Renault and Peugeot in particular, who had a presence in Iran prior to the restrictions that were put on 2011.
Analysts say the easing of sanctions could help restart Iran's automotive sector, allow petrochemical exports to expand, and renew the country's access to billions of dollars in trade. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.